My dearly beloved in Christ, time is the most valuable possession we have, yet many persons are more careless of it than anything else. Next to grace, time is the most precious gift of God, yet how much of both we waste. We say that time does many things. It teaches many lessons, weans us from follies, strengthens our good resolves, and heals all wounds. And yet it does none of these things. Time does nothing. But time is a condition of all these things which God does in time. Time is full of eternity. As we use it, so shall we be. Each day has its opportunities, every hour its offer of grace. My dearly beloved in Christ, we change as each day passes, yet think we're immortal. We all know we're going to die, yet many of us think this is a more theoretical fact than an actual one. No one can be certain they will be alive tomorrow morning, or for that matter, tonight. We look upon the hourglass of our life, and we feel that the top is still full. We need not worry for the present. Time is precious because the destiny of our mortal soul depends upon how we spend it. For this reason, we say that the hourglass of our life is not filled with sand, but with gold dust. My dearly beloved in Christ, since the past cannot be reclaimed and the future is uncertain, holding no guarantee, the present is the only time available to work out our salvation. And only God knows how long it will be. Only the present is ours. And this is of short duration, for it disappears in an instant and will never return. St. James remarks, "For what is your life? It's a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." It's a stark realization that time passes quickly and can never be recalled or retracted. It's irrevocable. The precious years, months, weeks, hours, minutes of our life will never return. They've all departed forever. Even as you listen to these words, minutes and seconds of your life are passing. The saints who were so aware of the shortness of time and the length of eternity wisely use their time to prepare their souls for death and judgment. They knew that death could come at any moment and that the state of their soul at that moment would determine its place for eternity. Basically, there are three ways in which we waste time. The first is by sinning. Sin is a barrier to receiving grace. When graces are not given, souls are lost because it's easier to just continue to sin again and again. Sin leads to disbelief, which spiritually blinds the soul until it really doesn't care about anything spiritual. No praying, no religion, no adoration of God or devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. As a result, people live as if they don't care. That is what Satan and the demons want, for people not to believe. Once the devil has a grip, he does not let go. My dearly beloved in Christ, most people give no regard to the existence of hell because they don't believe there is a hell. Since most people don't believe there's a heaven or a hell or a purgatory, they don't care where they end up after death. They don't believe anything, so they live for this world and this world alone. My dearly beloved in Christ, we live in very evil times. The world is infested with countless demons and evil spirits. They're everywhere, but people just don't see them. Beware, everyone. The future is ominous and uncertain. Due to the current circumstances, confession is not readily available. Therefore, we must be more vigilant than ever and stay away from those persons, places, and things that easily lead us into sin and endanger our souls. We must stop sinning and cease to offend God, who is already too much offended. Second, we can also waste time by spending it too much time on trivial activities. Some studies estimate that the average person checks the screen on their smartphone 150 times a day. Other studies have shown that the average American spends 24 hours per week on his phone. Since time is so precious, we must severely limit our screen use. This includes television, computers, smartphones, etc. Set limits and use a timer to help you practice self-discipline. That gadget that everyone's on for hours and hours and hours prevents people from praying. As a result, they say they have no time for prayer. Satan and the demons like that. They like the youth addicted to their phones. Youth are always on their phone. They can't be without it for a day. The demons like that. Many people who are not at peace with God waste hours communicating with others on the phone or on social media. Since their guilty conscience affords them no peace, they spend countless hours talking about trivia or simply complaining. Others waste precious time answering abundance of idle and unimportant emails. By going online for useless information, scanning the net for long periods of time, others sit mesmerized for hours playing video games or watching television movies or viewing pornography. A third way in which we waste time is by putting off until tomorrow what should really be done today. Some people first engage in tasks that they prefer over others, doing it today when it could wait till tomorrow. On the other hand, tasks they do not like to do but have a more immediate need, they tend to put off until tomorrow, even though it needs to get done today. Procrastination comes into play here. You need to prioritize things according to immediacy, not desire. My dearly beloved in Christ, how can we use our time well? First, we must remain in the state of grace. If our soul is in the state of mortal sin, we lose the merit of all of our good actions. Second, we need to adjust our schedule and make time for daily prayer. That should come first. In the material world, we're so careful to ensure and take care of our valuables. It'd be wise to apply such thinking to the greatest treasure we have, our immortal soul. It's amazing how when one puts God first, he always sees to it the other things get done, sometimes surprisingly easier and quicker than expected. My dearly beloved in Christ, sadly, many people rarely consider the fleeting nature of time because they immerse themselves in worldly matters and pursuits to such an extent that they leave little or none of it to prayer, meditation, and silence. Absorbed and distracted by non-essential things, they fail to hear the inner voice of God within who offers them true peace and happiness. The noise of the world is constantly in their ears, and quiet usually bothers them. Since we're now experiencing the calm before the storm, we must be extra vigilant and prayerful. Our Lord tells us, as he told his apostles, watch and pray. As breathing is necessary for life, so prayer is necessary for the life and well-being of the soul. St. Alphonsus says that he who prays will certainly save his soul, and he who does not pray will certainly lose his soul. Faced with so many spiritual dangers and temptations, we must pray daily for moral courage and perseverance. Since time is short, prayer is more important than ever. Due to the stay-home order, Catholics have no excuse for not praying the family rosary every day. When we neglect the rosary, it's much easier for us to sin because we lack spiritual strength. Our Lady has given special efficacy to the rosary in these times. The rosary provides us with grace, power, and protection. The daily recitation of the rosary protects families, delivers people from evil, gives final perseverance and protects us from calamities and misfortune. It paralyzes evil spirits and prevents them from causing further harm to people. My dearly beloved in Christ, third at Fatima, Our Lady said, "My son wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." By these words, the Mother of God described the importance of the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as explained by St. Louis Marie de Montfort in his book, True Devotion to Mary. If you've not read this book or made the de Montfort consecration, please do so as soon as possible. Also remember to always wear your brown scapular, because it's a sign that you belong to Mary. If we live in union with Mary, as described by St. Louis Marie de Montfort, we will be given special graces to persevere no matter what we have to face. St. Alphonsus said, "A devout servant of Mary will never perish." That means they will not go to hell. Our Lady will fight for their souls at the end of their life. St. Louis described the great spiritual battle faced by Marian souls in our age. Though matched against the enemies of God who shall rage on all sides, they shall be singularly devout to our Blessed Lady, illuminated by her light, strengthened by her nourishment, led by her spirit, supported by her arm, and sheltered under the mantle of her protection. When we're consecrated to our Blessed Mother, we perform our daily duty by, with, in, and for Mary. We strive to work in union with her, peacefully doing the best we can in spite of contradictions, interruptions, or the unexpected. We should not give in to resentment, self-pity, or whining, for that spoils our offering to God. When we really strive to live in union with Mary, as we go about our daily duties, we find that we accomplish them more quickly and efficiently, without frustration or disturbance of soul. When finished, we're amazed at all that we accomplished. We can only thank Our Lady for her assistance. Today, we need the assistance of the Blessed Virgin Mary more than ever. My dearly beloved in Christ, St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori was a bishop of a diocese in Italy. He also founded a religious congregation and wrote many books. How could St. Alphonsus accomplish so much in his lifetime? He made a vow never to waste time. He considered every moment of time valuable. Let's not waste any more time, but use every moment well for the glory of God, the salvation of our soul, and for the spiritual and material welfare of our family. I'll close with a poem entitled "The Road of Life." What is time? It has been given that we may work and merit heaven. Though rough may be the path through life, darkened by sorrow or beset with strife, think of him who at the distant goal awaits to crown the faithful soul. Was his path brighter than may be the one he reserves for thee? Had he not darker ways to tread than those from which we shrink in dread? Fight the good fight, onward still, over mountain pass or lonesome hill. Let no sorrow your progress stay, while he the Savior leads away. Some future hour will heaven unfold to thee its gates of burnished gold. How small will be life's trials, how small will then life's trials be, lost in the ocean of eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.